at the end of the last cycle for WWE, you know, 2013, what did you say to yourself, like, this is exactly what I want to do for next year's version? What were, like, the first things on your, like, bucket list for this year's game?
One of the first things we tackled, just from a development standpoint, because it has the longest lead time, takes the most amount of work, is the story. So we took a look, obviously, at 13, and we saw that we got a great response from Attitude Era, that we relived that time period in WWE history. We thought, boy, okay, we got such a great response to that. What do we do? And through the course of WWE 13, I had a lot of people say, how are you going to top yourself? How are you going to top yourself? And so that's, you know, obviously that's what we get paid to do. We got to try to find a way that fans are going to get excited about next year's game. So the first thing we thought about was what we're going to do from a story mode standpoint. We tossed around a lot of ideas. We knew going the historic route with retelling stories was something that we wanted to continue to do. It just was really well received. Obviously, it comes with such a great roster when you're telling those stories. So we knew that direction was solid, and we just had to toss around a bunch of ideas. A lot of different ideas came up. Our designers had a lot of great ideas. But really what sparked everything was that we knew this milestone of WrestleMania 30 was coming up. And we knew that it would be great, because we haven't done anything like this, where we tell kind of the whole story of WrestleMania. And we knew if we were able to do that, we're going to get the best matches of all time, the best roster of all time, the best moments, and that that was going to offer a great experience for the story mode, and define a large portion of our roster while we're at it. So that was kind of the big takeaway, the big discussion we had early on in development, is what we're going to do from that standpoint, our story, because it ends up setting the tone for the entire game.
Watching the video of Flair and Shawn Michaels, can't help but get a little choked up. How did you feel the first time you saw that finished?
They're amazing. The WWE, I mean, I'm not just saying this, they do such a great job at creating these movies. I think they do a better job than the movie industry as far as creating trailers. I mean, they can just pull on your heartstrings, and if you have any kind of emotional investment in these characters and these stories, you get goosebumps. You feel that emotion when you're watching them. So that was probably the most exciting moments in development, was receiving a new video from WWE. They say, okay, well, we got the Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 24 video here. I mean, the first thing I play, I forward it to the whole team. We just all circle around, watch it, and be like, let's watch it again. Just because, you know, they do such a phenomenal job with that stuff. So, yeah, those were really, really fun times. And not only that, I mentioned during the presentation, but also I still react to them. It doesn't get old. I can watch those 1,000 times, and they still strike a chord in me. And so I'm hoping the fans feel the same exact way.
What I meant was, like, more along the lines of when you guys finished, like, developing that part of the story.
Right.
When you guys saw from the WWE video to what you guys saw, I mean, I've been watching wrestling my entire life, and I was kind of like, whoa, so how did that feel to see the finished product that you guys had created in comparison to the original? How did that feel?
Well, that felt great. You know, we set out to really try to find the story arc in each of these matches, and the stories played out in the ring. I mean, obviously, we're not covering all the matches leading up to the WrestleMania match, we're covering the WrestleMania match, but we want to tell a story. We don't only tell a story through the video, but we tell a story through the game. So it's the cutscenes that we're going to create for each moment. It's the sequences. We call them WrestleMania moments, the mini games that you play to relive those moments. And so we custom designed every single match with that in mind. How do we tell that story? And so when we did that, the one you mentioned, Flair and Shawn Michaels, is a perfect example where we see these moments in the actual match and we say, how can we relive those? We had the scene in which he's crying and tears coming down his eye. We try to strike that emotion that was going on. Once we get those in the game, we see that we have that story arc, and we see that we can play the match from beginning to end. It's just phenomenal. It's an amazing experience. It makes us feel like we did it justice, that we really paid homage to those matches and WrestleMania in general. So it's something that we're really, really proud of.
There's been some mixed reactions online with the whole catch finishers. Some people love them. They think they're innovative, and some people like, Shawn Michaels would never do a body press into a super kick.
Right.
How do you address both sides of that argument?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, at the end of the day, we do try to make a video game. We want it to be fun. We also want you to have the freedom to do what you want to do. And although Shawn Michaels does have ability to catapult and do his super kick, it doesn't mean you can't assign that super kick to any of the characters you want in the game or your creative character. So we kind of take a look at it from that standpoint. We want to be completely authentic to what you see on television. But at the same time, we want you to have fun playing the game. So sometimes that allow us to do things that maybe you wouldn't see on television, or expand functionality of the game to to be a little bit more about playing the game. And so I think that's probably the stance I would have on that. Mm-hmm. At the same time, when you get those criticisms, you get the other people that say, what about the Sweet Chew music? You didn't support the Sweet Chew music for catchy finishers. And this year we've added other ones that are kind of unique. We never had a catch finisher into a submission move. And so some people may say, oh, that's kind of dumb. But if you look back, Daniel Bryan actually did that. So it's give and take, and we always take the criticism. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we're making a fun game.
I have to ask a question. I don't know if you have the answer to it, but as far as the catch finishers go, Antonio Cesaro over the past couple of months has made that back body drop into the European uppercut kind of famous. It's been on in a ton of matches. Is that something that would be supported in this year's game?
I'm a huge fan of Antonio Cesaro because I think he's a great wrestler. And I love his moves. His European uppercut is one of my favorite moves. And so, unfortunately, we haven't announced that he's in the game, so I can't confirm whether or not that move is supported. But if you know that I'm a big fan of his, maybe you think, well, I have some juice that might. But yeah, once we reveal the roster, we'll be able to start talking about some of that stuff. And I know the fans are patiently waiting for that information. But yeah, I mean, we've added a lot of catch finishers, so I think we'll be pleasantly surprised and happy about what we announce.
There's some time left in the development cycle. What are you guys working on right now?
Right now, it's really just QA. We're fixing the remaining bugs or glitches, whatever you call them, so that we can go ahead and submit the game for approval. So that's really where our focus is now, and our team's already working on next year's game. It's nonstop. I always call it like a freight train. It doesn't stop for anything. Keeps on moving. So we don't really have a lot of breaks. We just keep going on to the next game. So our designers are already thinking about what we're going to do for the next product, and that's where our mind is. At some point, maybe during the holidays, we'll have time to breathe and and relax a bit, but it's all work right now.
Last question from me. How does this game kind of impact your life? It's a never-ending cycle. It's like being a journalist times 20.
Right.
How does it affect you as a person?
I think we've adjusted pretty well to it. It is nonstop, but it's actually a blessing to really work on a franchise game. The reason is that you can always build on your past successes, and you can always improve your failures. Some people that work in this industry and work on games get one shot. That game doesn't turn out, doesn't live up to expectations. You got to move on to something else. And in our situation, working on the WWE franchise, we can take things that worked last year and say, how can we build these? How can we expand them? How can we make them better? There's nothing like that. That's the best situation to be in. At the same time, as much as we want to avoid failures, we also have some opportunities to do do-overs, in which things didn't turn out as good as we like, or wasn't as strong as we like, things like that. So it's really just an awesome experience to be able to work in that, and it makes life a lot easier to be able to work on a franchise where you can continue to build on past successes.